To CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
From arguments we've been stuck in, surely we could have harmony. The melodies, kick, snare, rhythm was always calming me as a kid. Due to an aversion to shit, led to slapping the prick and calling that a Freudian slip. Why you trying to meddle with my life? When I just wanna be myself. Don't come around and start fucking with my eyes. Anything else, yes, do please tell. Soul Train, strumming on a string, call me short haired Cobain. I like a tonic wine, good weed and some good brain. Well, you could be a super freak and I could be Rick James. Never put the pen to paper for quick fame, only to expire like the date on your reg plate. 21, who really gives a fuck? I've always been a fan of old Beamers and Rolls Royce or an El Camino truck. I've never needed much, just a whisper with kick and snare on a daily. Fingers upon the ivory saying, sing to me baby, I think I'm onto a winner. That's probably why you hate me, yeah. Some jealousy and envy got the best of your soul. I'll stay in my lane, why don't you stay in your own? And if you ever need another little reminder, I suggest you simmer down and go replay this song, song, song. Why you trying to meddle with my life? When I just wanna be myself. Don't come around and start fucking with my eyes. Anything else, yes, do please tell. Why you trying to meddle with my life? Leave me alone, I've been doing pretty good, when I just wanna be myself. It's not like anybody else really could be. Don't come around and start fucking with my heart. Cause I'm not ready for this, calm down. Anything else, yes, do please tell. Yeah, can't imagine there being much now.
Madeleine, nous racontez ça bête, ma soeur et moi. On jetait des coups de regard à la fenêtre, en priant pour l'apercevoir. Puis d'un coup, une secousse ou deux, un tremblement de voix. Ma grand-mère pleure et laisse couler ses yeux. Une main posée sur le matelas, lui servant d'un coup de doigt. Madeleine est celle qui cerne ceux qui sont tristes. Madeleine est belle, m'a appris à relever la tête, à repasser mes chemises. M'a appris à me taire. Et m'a donné raison quand j'y trouvais de l'injustice, cette balance parfaite. Elle me disait qu'on irait tous au paradis, rassurant celui que j'étais qui se souciait de zapper. Madeleine, 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 la muse, celle qui aime, celle que la vie amuse. Madeleine a beaucoup souffert, je l'aime, elle qui m'a tout offert. Madeleine, la muse, celle qui aime, celle que la vie amuse. Une grande fierté m'envahissait quand je suivais ses pas le dimanche, chantant dans cette église un peu froide. Aujourd'hui elle taxe mes cigarettes comme une jeune fille, peur d'être surprise quand elle fume à la fenêtre. Elle me raconte l'homme de sa vie avec un sourire en coin, les yeux qui s'humidifient. Ma grand-mère ne pleure pas, ça lui va bien. La tête haute, grande classe, les hortensias dans la main et de la fierté dans la voix. Mais aujourd'hui la gadoue laisse des traces au sol. Les femmes dirigent et accompagnent, et les hommes ont le cercueil sur l'épaule.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is All Things Miguel. I am T-Twan and I am very excited for today's shows. So the song you just heard was Madeleine by French rapper Dali. And just before we heard Be Myself by The Silhouette Project with... And Finn Foxwell? Yeah, I think that's the one. And so, yeah, this song, Madeleine, by French rapper Dali. It's a song where he talks about Madeleine, who is his grandma, or maybe she's an allegory, and she is a muse, an aspiration. And so I thought it would be a nice introduction to today's shows, because we are going to talk about poetry. So we are Monday, February 5th, 2024, and it is 11:07 on this bright sunny day. And last week, so I want to take you back to last week though, to last Tuesday. On January 30th, McSway Poetry Collective hosted their first open mic of this winter semester. And I went there. I thought it would be a great opportunity to go there, to see what they do, to catch the vibe, and talk to some of the people that made this great poetry club the vibrant creative hub that it is here at McGill University and for the larger Montreal community. And I'm truly ecstatic because I've been meaning to do a segment like that for quite a while. Like, it's been... in the back of my mind all throughout last semester. So yeah, it's finally happening. So even though it took quite a while, it's here, and yeah, it's here for you to listen. So we'll listen to that. It's part interviews, it's part just recording of the vibe that we're happening there, and yeah, that's what we're gonna hear right now.
Okay, welcome everyone to McSway's first open mic of the year.
Woo!
great turnout. I'm very excited for tonight. We have quite a few people who signed up. If we have extra time at the end, we can take some people from the audience. But yeah, let me see what we wanted to say. Yeah, also we're at the Yellow Door right now, so yeah, thank you to them for hosting us. It's always great to have our little events here. Did you want to do the...
Yeah, so we'll start off with a quick land acknowledgement. So McSway Poetry Collective wants to acknowledge that the land we meet on today is the unceded territory of the Ganyaya. These lands and waters on which we meet today have long served and continue to serve as a site of meeting and exchange amongst nations. We have a responsibility as people who enjoy this land to not only acknowledge that it was taken by force, but to stand with indigenous peoples in their resistance against colonial policies, educating ourselves and uplifting Native voices. We at McSway have actually compiled a list of works by Black and Indigenous authors that we encourage you to check out. Yeah, do you
want to
go over the content?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, no, I guess quick overview of the McSway guidelines. We don't tolerate racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, or ableism. And, yeah, we're just going to be monitoring your performances. Like, if anyone feels unsafe or whatever, you can talk to us. Just good vibes all around. And also, please provide a content warning. You know, we know that poetry is a way to kind of express really personal and sometimes sensitive topics. So yeah, please make sure to specify, like, if there's like depiction of graphic violence or references to this kind of sensitive topic. So yeah, that's the main stuff. Just be sensitive of other people.
Yeah, and of course, feel free to leave anytime you want. It's a little bit crowded, but that's okay. I don't think anyone's gonna mind.
It's quite packed.
And just for some quick open mic etiquette, we encourage you to snap if you're enjoying the performance or if there's something that really resonates with you. We'll have a short intermission around halfway through. The event should be about 2 hours, so probably around 7:15, but don't quote me on that. And before each performance, we'll let you know who's on deck, so basically who's going to be up next after the current performer.
Cool. So I guess we're going to start it off with Brian, and on deck is Cole.
Hello, my name is Jessica Vakar. I'm a student at McGill, and I'm also VP Comms and an assistant editor for McSway. McSway is a club at McGill and a poetry collective. We do a lot of things, including weekly workshops and monthly-ish open mic events for the McGill community and larger Montreal community. We also have an online journal on our website called Snaps that we publish biannually as well with our own team of editors at McSway, and we field submissions from the McGill community. Our weekly workshops are a really great way, whether you're a seasoned, experienced writer or just looking to get some writing practice in or a new direction from some people that have writing experience. They're really lovely events. They're pretty small, really intimate. You get to share out your work if you would like to in a roundtable setting. And each workshop is really different. The upcoming one we have this week will take an eclectic approach to poetry, drawing on a number of different sources of inspiration and source materials. In the past, we've done things including like borrowed poetry. We had a special Halloween event as well. They're really fun, and we do a lot. In the next month, we'll be collecting submissions for a multimedia exhibition with the McGill University Photography Students Society. Yes, and it's going to be a multimedia exhibition. We'll be accepting a really broad range of different works, from poetry to sculpture, photography, any type of visual art as well. And it'll all be centered around the theme of healing, specifically generational healing. It's a little bit different from what we've done in the past. I wouldn't necessarily call it a continuation, but we're drawing upon inspiration from past McGill initiatives. And we're looking back at other things, other projects this team has taken on, and they really inspired us to get this going. So it is a different event. In and of itself, it's its own thing, but we're really paying homage to past initiatives of the club. Can I say this one? Yeah, I think this, I really love how intimate this open mic is. Just, it's not even halfway over, but I love the space at the Yellow Door, and really starting off the semester by getting to hear everyone read has just made my day. That's a great question. Well, I wrote a lot in high school. This is my first year at McGill, and so I was researching any way that I could still continue to be part of a writing and art community like this, and I found McSway as being one of the only writing poetry clubs that exists at McGill, and I was really eager to get involved, so I applied to be an editor for Snaps.
Thank you so much, Cool. Next up we have Jessica, and Eliza's on deck.
I'm gonna stand if that's okay. I'll be reading one poem titled "The Space Between the Tongue and Mouth is Called Loss."
Hello, I'm Raphael, the co-president at McSway this year. I've been at McSway now for a year and a half or so. So I've definitely had time to get to know the ropes and build the club. And it's kind of the main thing that I do apart from school. Thank you. I have a little tea.
And I'm wondering, how did you get into McSway and into poetry more broadly?
So I grew up in France, and so I think that's like a huge part of the culture and the way that we're taught. And even within my family, poetry has always kind of permeated my life. So it's a big coping mechanism for me as well, reading it, writing it. So as soon as I got here, I simply had to find the McGill Poetry Club. And it's been a bit of a home for me here.
What's your favorite thing about McSway?
Ooh, definitely the community. Like the kind of people that it brings together. And all the friends that I've kind of made through it, I would say.
And as the co-president, what's something you're really looking forward to this year with McSway?
So like concretely, our next open mic at the end of February is going to be a multimedia exhibition, which is something that we haven't really done before, or at least not since before COVID. And I'm very excited about that, to just kind of bring together different forms of art and get people talking about poetry in a different way. So it's kind of a big undertaking, but we're really excited to put it together in February.
Do you want to talk about a bit more about what's the multimedia and what's the theme?
Okay, so the theme of this February open mic is we're calling it the healing circle. So it's kind of centered around this idea of like the healing power of art, and how our own art can help us heal. And so it's kind of broad and sort of up to interpretation, and that's kind of something that I'm excited about, kind of seeing people's different approaches to it. And the idea is that we're going to print out people's poetry submissions and kind of put them up alongside photography as well as like different forms of visual art, so people can kind of enjoy them all together in a bit of a blend where they can sort of complement each other.
That sounds really nice. I just asked before if you thought it was a continuation of the Broken Heart Museum. And so I was told that it was just a different event, but building on the different, just the community and everything. What would you say to that?
Like comparing it to the Heartbreak Museum? Yeah, the Heartbreak Museum is a project that we did during COVID, so I wasn't around at the time. But it was kind of the idea of accepting any kind of submissions, multimedia submissions, around heartbreak. And it was all published online because it was COVID. In a way, it does kind of echo that. I think there was definitely some similarities there. But I think what's particularly exciting about this is that we're really bringing it to life, because it's going to be physical and in person and interactive, and like people are going to be encouraged to talk about what they're seeing and sort of talk with each other. And I think that's going to be kind of special in its own way.
That does sound special, yeah. It's the whole community building. And one last question, what's your favorite memory of McSway?
Oh, that's a good one. I want to say the last open mic we did in December was a really good one for me, because I felt like that was the event where I felt the community the most, because we had a feature poet who used to be a president at McSway, and then we also had a panel with this literary publication called The Imagist, which is run by also an old president of McSway. And so there was this real feeling of, like, the McSway family has come together, and the whole poetry community is kind of here and supporting each other. And that was very, very special. So hopefully we can do something like that again this semester.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Raphael. That was a great, great little discussion.
Cool. So next up, we have Hugo, and then on deck, Alexandra.
So I wrote this as, like, a kind of meditation, so, like, you're allowed to close your eyes and I won't be offended. Wow, this is feeling.
So I'm Natalie, and I've been with McSway since the beginning of September.
And what's your role at McSway?
Right now I'm co-president. Before I was VP Journal, so, like, I was kind of working with Snaps, which is our online literary mag.
And how did you get into McSway and into poetry in general?
Good question. Yeah, so I was always into poetry in high school. I really liked writing. And when I was applying to universities, I kept, like, checking to see if there was a creative writing club or program. So that was how I found McSway at McGill. And so I would just kind of show up to their workshops and stuff, but I didn't really get involved with, like, exec and running the club until this year.
Can you share your favorite some memory of McSway?
Ooh, favorite memory. I would have to say the meeting that we had for Snaps, our online journal. It was so fun. All of us editors got together at Raphael's apartment, and we just, like, read through the submissions. We kind of shared our thoughts. It was super cozy. We had tea. We had cookies. It was a good time.
And as a co-president, ask the same question to Raphael. What are you looking forward to this year to do with McSway?
I don't know. I think just collaborating with more people, having more events. It's been so good so far. We've had an active year for sure. We have an exhibition coming up, a collab with the Photo Club and hopefully the Visual Arts Collective. I'm super excited for that. I don't think we've ever done, like, an actual live exhibition before, so yeah, I think that'll be super cool.
And I haven't touched on that yet, so could you tell us about the workshops? And I'm particularly interested in the guests that you guys have sometimes, if you could tell us more about that.
Yeah, for sure. So workshops we hold every week, and it's usually just kind of a time for people to come in and write. We'll give them a few prompts, we'll give them some time to write. And then if they want, they can share what they've written, but no pressure, of course. We do try to make it a very welcoming and safe space, but, you know, there's no pressure ever. I know so far we've had Lucia DeLuca on for a workshop on, like, performing poetry. I wasn't there, but I heard it was really good. We're looking into getting more people on to lead workshops as, like, guests, but, yeah, we'll have to see about that.
And to finish, do you write poetry?
Yes.
And do you have specific inspiration or topics that you like to touch on and, you know?
I think music is a big one for me. I don't know. Sometimes I'll just be walking around listening to music or not, but a thought will just kind of pop into my head and I'll kind of follow that and I'll end up writing something. But yeah, if I had to say, like, one thing in particular, probably music.
That's really nice. All right. Thank you so much. That was a great discussion.
I think that concludes our night then. Thank you.
thank you guys for coming. I'll just make a couple announcements before everyone leaves. First of all, we're resuming our Thursday workshops this week. If you guys want to write poetry, pull up a B21 on Thursday. And then also, we've got a really cool open mic coming up at the end of February. So definitely, you know, keep track of the Instagram if you want some news on that. But yeah, thanks everyone. Have a very good night.
Black Theater Workshop presents the world premiere of Diggers by Donna Michelle St. Bernard. Abdul and Solomon introduce Nubi Ba to the intricacies and dignity of grave digging. But when illness hits their town, they must make the best of a bad situation. Full of song, laughter, tears, and beautiful humanity, Diggers is a tribute to essential workers. Catch Diggers at the Siegel Center Studio from February 1st to the 17th. Get your tickets at siegelcenter.org or call 514-739-7944. More information at blacktheaterworkshop.ca. This is a Black Theater Workshop and Prairie Theater Exchange co-production and CKUT co-presentation.
And we are back to the present time. This is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is All Things Miguel. I am Titouan. And what you've just heard was a recording I did last Tuesday when I went to McSway's first open mic of this semester, of this winter semester. And it was truly a wonderful night with wonderful people. The McSway Poetry Collective, so the McGill Poetry Club, is such a lovely community. As you heard, McSway resumed their poetry workshop, so taking place now every Thursdays. And their next open mic is going to be a very special one, since it's going to be a multimedia exhibition for the first time, apparently. So that's really exciting. It's a collaboration with the McGill University Photography Student Society, and it's on the theme of healing. So it's up to interpretation. And for more information about poetry workshops and future open mics, or on how to submit your own art, your own poems to the upcoming exhibition, for instance, I will invite you to check out their Instagram or their website. All that is link on the show's notes on our website, ckut.ca. And yeah, all right, I think it's time for another little break.
Tu as explosé ton forfait cellulaire pour écouter ton ami ventiler sur ses parents et sur son acné?
Tellement.
Avec ton écoute, tu as de l'avenir en santé et services sociaux. Trouve ta place sur québec.ca/carrière en santé. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Drive you mad.
for your endless talk. When I see the time's running out, running out. I'm weak, baby, it's time. Tell me where we go. Yeah. Whenever you're free, whenever you are, let me hear you go. Yeah. Baby, I'm weak, baby, it's time. Let me hear you go. Yeah. Tell me where we go. Yeah. Let me hear you go. Yeah. Baby, it's sweet, we can go far. Tell me where we go. Yeah. Whatever you need, we can be stars. Let me hear you go. Yeah. Baby, it's sweet, we can go far. Let me hear you go. Yeah. Tell me where to go.
Production Nuit d'Afrique present Women of the World Raise Their Voices, 5 special concert evenings from February 1st to March 8th. Don't miss the grand premiere. Lidl's Cameroonian Slam, Brazilian songwriter Bia Pereira, Lorraine Classen's 40-year career anniversary, The Roots Daughters Sound System, and Cora Virtuoso, Sona Jobarte. Discover the full program on festivalnuitdafrique.com. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. It is 11:36. I am Titouan, and this is On Things Miguel. For the first half of the show, we dealt with art and poetry at McGill University, and I brought you with me at Mixway's Poetry Collective first open mic of this winter semester. And as I was saying before a little music break, you can check them out at Mixway Poetry on Instagram and on their website, Mixway Poetry Collective. And now we are going to switch to an all too familiar subject on this show, the tuition hike that the Quebec government is putting in place for out-of-province students and international students at Anglophone universities in the province. So that's McGill, Concordia, and Bishop universities. And to quickly sum up the tuition hike, upcoming out-of-province students are going to see their tuition rise from a current level of about $9,000 to a minimum of $12,000. And the Quebec government wants also to put in place a French language level requirement for students of Anglophone universities, which will be put or should be put in place in a year, whereas the tuition hike is set to take to be put in place in this coming September. And so this French language requirement, so for instance, McGill University would need about 80% of these students to reach a level 5, which is the beginning or it's intermediate level, so being able to hold a basic conversation in French. So those students will have to reach a level 5 by the end of their undergraduate studies, or the university could be financially impacted. So, of course, these upcoming changes
are threatening the health and truly the life of Anglophone universities in Quebec. And this is not happening without any pushback. After marches, protests, attempted negotiation and petitions, students are now resorting to strikes to make their voices heard and fight back against the tuition hike that is just going to hurt Quebec's education and its standing on the global stage. And, you know, it's only going to hurt everyone, really. Yes, some, you know, there's a lot of news recently where people have been advising the Quebec government to not go with that. But so students are now striking, and Sequoia, a member of the news collective here at CKUT, reported on the student strike. So let's hear her.
Okay, I don't know if you guys heard but what I was saying before, but currently the Geography Student Association is on strike along with some other student associations at McGill and 10,000 students at Concordia.
What you're hearing is a student striker picketing outside a geography classroom in Trottier on Wednesday, January 31st, again striking to protest the tuition hikes, literally standing outside the classroom, blocking people from entering and holding signs, and educating geography students about the strike and the cause.
People in this class aren't in geography, but it, like, by more people participating in this strike, it's supporting and, like, making more of a statement than if it's just a few students, like the few students who are in geography in this class. Another thing I want to mention is
at this particular classroom, there were around 5 to 7 picketers holding the line and handing out pamphlets, and they talked to around 20 students who showed up for class. The picketers actually managed to deter every single person that I saw from going in, and in the end, the class only had around 5 people in attendance
as well. So it's really up to you, but if you take the step of striking today from this one class, it's one lecture, you're taking a really big step in supporting the student movement and trying to push back against tuition hikes, which is something that will affect, like, even though we're current students now, it will affect, like, how much funding McGill receives, how much funding departments receive, like, it will affect a lot. So we're trying to make a statement and push back against this. So
right outside the classroom, I spoke with some of the organizers and the students who were participating in the strike. Here's my interview with them. So you guys have picketed some classes already, right? How has that been going? Have there been any outcomes, kind of? Like, how did the rest of those go?
So basically, like, we know that as a faculty, like, most, or like a lot of the geography professors in the faculty have expressed support for the strikes to varying levels, and definitely they're all against the tuition hikes. I mean, McGill as an institution is against tuition hikes, so, like, in that way we are kind of playing on the same team. Like, I've talked to multiple professors today, like, really trying to make it clear to them, like, we're not playing on a game against you. It's not against your class. It's not against your department. It's, like, more of the message that we, like, democratically took action, are trying to disturb things and make a disturbance. Hopefully that will catch on across the university and, like, across the province to make a change. And yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some difficulties with picketing. Like, this morning, we had some struggles with a lot of people pushing through. But yeah, like, this morning, like, picketing a class where, like, there are a lot of people that aren't in geography. So I think they didn't, like, really understand why we were picketing. And also, like, there was, like, a security guard there, and, like, things can get kind of dicey, and, like, the people were just pushing past us. We can't physically prevent them from going into class. So that was difficult. And then also people, like, getting angry at us for disturbing the class, and, like, that definitely was like a bit of a interaction that kind of was hard. But yeah, we did, even in that class, it was big. We, like, managed to turn away maybe, like, half the class, and I think a lot of people already just didn't come because they knew it was on strike. Yeah. So we've had, I think this was definitely a success on that front, though.
So I guess on that, I mean, why strikes? Because I think there's a lot of, I've heard from a lot of students who are like, you're just punishing McGill, like, this doesn't, like, they're unclear what the strategic value of a strike is. Why striking? Why is this effective?
I would just say striking, so it's not necessarily the same as a labor strike here today, and I feel like this strike is more of a our way of getting the word out to the students more broadly, like, especially in these 200 level first year courses that a lot of people take as electives. Like, it shows that students are taking action on campus. Like, we are doing something to get the message out that we are discontented with the tuition, the proposed tuition hikes. Like, if we didn't strike today, then we wouldn't, like, so many less people on campus would know that this is a huge issue for many students on campus.
Like, outside of the awareness issue, is there any, like, strategic value, do you think? Because I think a lot of people are really hung up on this.
I think also a valuable part of striking, like, specifically to the Quebec context, where education is subsidized by the government, like, the majority of McGill's budget is sourced from the government. And so, big picture, striking is a tactic also to place economic pressure on the government by withholding our attendance, by withholding basically our intellectual labor, particularly since the reason they're investing in us is because the idea is that we all graduate on time and we all become workers. And though a three-day strike is a very short disruption, it aims to build capacity for longer strikes that could actually delay semesters, delay graduation, you know, cause students to retake or extend classes, something like that, that starts to have a serious, like, economic impact on the government. And historically, it's been the most effective tactic for the student movement here and has a really historical link with tuition hikes. And so after months of walkouts and protests and petitions and teach-ins, this felt like the appropriate escalation to not only show harmony with the student movement, but also dig into that economic pressure on the Quebec government.
Yeah, my last question is, you know, what are you looking ahead to? Is there anything that, you know, is on your radar for the future?
Specifically, even in the Geography General Assembly this past Monday, part of our strike motion was a condition about a future 5-day strike in March that we've already voted on, but it is on the condition that it is part of 15,000 total students on strike in Quebec, which honestly I think is attainable for, like, the type of mobilization we inspire to do at McGill. Already at Concordia this week, there are something like 10,000 students on strike. So 15,000 is our next goal. It doesn't end here, but we already know that we are shooting towards March, even while we are currently picketing an earth-changing surface class.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. I'm recording this on Wednesday, but students from the Faculty of Geography, Religious Studies, and Sustainability Science and Society will be picketing their classes and striking for the rest of this week. This is Sequoia Kim for CKUT 90.3 FM.
Indeed, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. I am Titouan, and this is On Things McGill, and we started this hour by talking about poetry and McGill's very own poetry club, McSway, and we switched to the tuition hike here in Quebec for Anglophone universities, and the strikes that students are organizing to make their disagreement and their discontentment heard by the Quebec government. And what you just heard was a segment made by Sequoia, member of the news collective here at CKUT. If you want to learn more about the tuition hike and student strikes, notably at Concordia, but also at McGill, I will invite you to listen to the show that our news collective did last Friday at 5 p.m., So the news collective invited a panel of students representatives from different faculties that are striking at Concordia and at McGill, and it was a great show, a great discussion. So really, you should give it a listen. You can find it on our website, ckut.ca, and look for Of the Hour Friday, and the link is also on today's show of On Things McGill. And yeah, it is already 11:48. Time flies when you're having fun. We're gonna continue and end the show with some more music. And about music, the songs you've heard quite a few minutes ago, the first one was Black Eye by Canadian artist Ali Eakes. X, should I say, and then we heard Week by Vintage Culture, and he's a Brazilian DJ. And we're going to continue right now with In the End by an artist from Toronto, and she's called Liza.
Keep you at bay, cause I know how I am around you. Too comfortable and end up falling. Yeah, say things out of context, but you're still my muse. But I'm a lifetime away from all in. Lightning struck once and now it's over. Feelings overdue as the hold up. Reminiscing days I would hold you up. I played my hand till there was nothing left to play. Chance after chance make my heart beat sick. Cause I might entertain what you do. Too vulnerable, just might end up knowing you. Cause where do we go when feelings are left here? We're both apart now, leaving doors open. I can go and look and know I won't find someone like you. Night has struck once, now it's over.
Maybe I'm turning my head, thinking too hard before making a step. I think way more about money, I killed the things that might make me vulnerable. While I don't thought I was done with you. That feeling right there is uncomfortable. Feel short window when I'm on the move, when I'm on the grind.
How you feel about me? Type of shit that I think.
Wonder where you are, since we never crossed paths. Got a lot of shit on my heart, but sometimes I feel like a mannequin. Almost like nothing is happening when it gets challenging.
When the lights go on, it's showtime.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. I am Titouan, and this was All Things McGill. It is 11:55. We are reaching the end of our show. It's been a wonderful hour. It's been so great to be here and to talk about McSway, the McGill Poetry Club. Once again, you should check them out on Instagram to get more info about the upcoming workshops and poetry exhibition and the open mics. Yeah, and then we talked tuition hike and student striking with Sequoia. And yeah, so the song you've just heard were In the End by Lysa, and then one of my favorite artists, Louis Gulcher, and his new song, Mannequin. And we're going to continue and end with some more music. Let me tell you about it right now. It's going to be The Buzz by Summer Sons. And we'll finish by the artist we listened to at the beginning. So, Carcon Cuir by Dali. All right, let's listen to it. This is The Buzz by Summer Sons.
Love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bug, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fast, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud. It's the love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bug, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fast, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud, yeah. I don't believe in that, dude, Lally. Seen the people move too chatty. Why every politician's all pricks? Too pally, opposition to the bullshit. No wonder why we tryna get high. I feel the hunger, we just really tryna get by. 100 questions in my head, why? I guess I'll understand the lessons in the next life. In the next life. Understand it in the next life. And in the next life. I guess I'll understand it in the next life. 100 questions in my head, why? I guess I'll understand it in the next life. 100 questions in my head, why? Why? It's the love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bugs, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fights, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud. It's the love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bugs, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fights, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud. It's the ups and the downs. It's the trust in your pals. It's the gangs that we love. It's the them and the us. It's the dust, it's the loud. It's the senses it touch. Still I'm touching the ground. Still the buzz lift me up. It's the love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bugs, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fights, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud. It's the love, it's the lust, it's the drugs, it's the buzz, it's the crush and the bugs, it's the ride, it's the rush, it's the fights, it's the blood, it's the signs from above. Fuck the government, live life in the mud. Thank you.
une robe et un carcan de cuir. Elle danse dans ce palace au parquet tout taché de cire. Une robe et un carcan de cuir. Elle danse dans ce palace au parquet tout taché de cire. Elle m'en veut, c'est terrible. Les larmes roulent sur le parquet. De ses insultes, je suis la première cible. Elle qui croyait qu'on était parfait. Mais je t'aurais aimé si tout était à refaire, je te le jure. T'es magnifique quand tu t'énerves, éclairé par ce lustre. Je te vois sur ton visage, tout a l'air gravé. T'écrases ta clope contre ce mur plein de larmes. Tu parles tellement fort dans ta tenue plein de charme. Et dis-moi, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Pourquoi tout s'efface? Pourquoi tes mains viennent agripper mon col? Tu me hais en priant pour que je t'aime encore. Je crois que je t'aime encore, mais j'ai préféré d'autres drops pour un peu de hardcore. Une robe et un carcan de cuir, elle danse dans ce palace au parquet tout taché de cire.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Montreal and worldwide, if you're tuned in online, allow me to give you the details. You are now tuned in to CKUT 90.3 with myself, Jason Alexander, my brothers, Colin Hassel, and Rossi Ross on the mix. We are THT Entertainment, and we are back in Montreal for another lovely afternoon of Who's Vibe. The citizens have requested, and we've invested in giving you the best tunes you may have never heard of. For all the people who just happened to tune in, God bless. Let's get into the show, y'all. How y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. I just want to take a minute, one time, to look around the room, man. You know what I mean? Wonderful individuals. Always want to give a shout out to the guys in Dijon who are right here. You know, you can stream this live online on YouTube, of course. Big shout out to the whole entire CKUT family. Alex, Madeline, Spencer.
Everybody.
Everybody, you know what I mean? And shout out to you guys. You guys are in town, man. We here, guys.
Bro, sunny or gray, it's good to be here today. You know what I'm saying? Hey. It's anytime we get into town, it's always sunny.